Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 15th of October, 2009, and...
August.
Yep. And the time is 9:20 p.m.
Yep.
If you could tell me your name, age, and where you come from, please.
My name's John Turney, I'm 54, and I'm from Birmingham.
Thank you. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
It was probably a couple of months, just maybe 3 months ago. And I was on some art programs on the internet because I run an art group. So I'm always fiddling about on the internet looking for arty things. And I just spotted this put yourself on the plinth type of thing. And it just set a spark in my mind. I'll have a go at that. Not realizing that I'd actually be here. Because the shock of the hot mail coming through and they're saying, well, you've been accepted. It was like, oh my God, I've got 60 minutes. I could cope with 10 minutes, but now I've got to think of 60 minutes. But the longer as the weeks have been going on, I need more time. I would like 2 or 3 hours. So that's good. You know, because like I say, at first it was like, I was a bit nervous. Oh, am I going to do up there? But there's loads of things I can do because I've got so many interests, so many hobbies and so many things that I'd like to do that an hour is just not long enough for me. But I'm going to try and squeeze in as much as I can in that 1 hour. So, you know, I can always remember that and my grandkids can always remember that and say, Granddad was up there one day, yeah.
So what is it you're going to be doing then for the hour?
What I will be doing is... I bought a harmonica about 10, 12 years ago. I just played around with it like everybody else does, blow a few nut tunes, and it never really did anything. Threatened the kids for years that I would do some busking up the local high streets and they wouldn't know that I'd be there. And my day has come. So the last month I've been having a few lessons so I can play it quite much better than I have done. So I've got 3 songs, what I'm going to play. With some background music. And then I will be putting on a CD of dance anthems because I love dance anthems. And I'm 54 and it seems a bit old, but I absolutely love dance anthems because it gives me energy. The songs, when the build up to the songs, when I paint, it makes me paint quicker and faster and I lose myself in the painting. So I'll be playing dance anthems, and it helps because Vincent van Gogh, who's the person I'll be doing tonight, is probably one of the fastest painters in the world that, you know, that's ever lived. So it just all seems to have worked out right. There's probably no chance of me finishing a painting in that time because it's going to probably be 40 minutes or 35 minutes, which is impossible with oil paints to finish a painting. So it'll actually be a study. And I will try to do a commentary as I'm going along on how Vincent van Gogh did some brush strokes, some of his history, some of the tragedy. Do you want me to say one of the 2 things that I might be doing? Yeah. He actually cut his ear off, so I have got a false ear. So I shall be pretending to cut that. Well, I'll throw the ear out off the plinth. And at the end, I've got one of the dance anthems that finishes with an explosion, like, and that's when I'll be pointing the gun at myself, my finger, yeah, not a real gun, and I will finish on the plinth, yeah. I will be playing then the Starry Starry Night from Don McLean while I'm lying on the plinth. I've got sunflowers, real sunflowers, all on the plinth. I was hoping to throw them off the plinth to people. I've got his yellow chair, what he painted, to put my paints on. So it's all linked, it's all very well thought of, and it took me a lot of time to try and put something together for an hour that would make an interest to anybody that's watching for that whole hour. Okay?
And what's the significance and importance then of art to you? Is it, you mentioned that you run some art.
Yes,
groups.
I run an art group and we do exhibitions and stuff like that. And I'm trying to encourage people, because my experience was about 6 or 7 years ago. I was in a park with a friend of mine on a bike, and I asked him to stop. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was an October morning. And I said, "Oh, look at that lake. Look at the reflections in that lake." And he saw the golds, the browns, the reds. I said, "That is fabulous." I said, "Wouldn't it be fantastic to paint that?" And my mate, who was saying that, "You can." I said, "No, I can't do that." He said, "John, you can." He said, "Look," I said, "my brother can draw, my sister's great, my other sister." I said, "They're all," I said, "I can't even draw a matchstick, man." He says, "John, trust me." I said, "What do you know about that?" He says, "I had an exhibition 10 years ago. I did a course on it." "Well, you never told me that." He said, "Well, you never asked, you know." And he says, "What we'll do next week," he said, "instead of going on the bikes, get some paints. I'll come over and we'll do some painting." I says, "All right, then, I'll take you on." So he came over and he had some oil paints, and I've still got it now, and it's a small canvas, and it was oil paints, and it was the sunflowers, and he brought a bunch of sunflowers, put it in the window, and it was, the sun was shining through the window, and I says, "Right, what should we do?" And I had this white canvas in front of me, and I thought, I didn't want to touch it in case I blemished it, or, you know. But he said, "John, just go for it. Do what you feel. Just do it. It doesn't matter what it ends up as. Just let yourself go." And I've got that painting framed at home now, and I'll never get rid of it. And it's like Vincent van Gogh, Sunflowers to Die. It still reminds me of that painting. So that, it's sort of changed my life, and I have different sort of eyes since that day. My eyes just see everything so differently now, with different colours and shades and shadows and stuff like that. So it's got a big part of my life now, and yet, so that's one of the reasons I want to do this, to help other people understand that everybody can paint. Not like what I said before, I can't paint. I've had probably hundreds of people say the same to me now, "I can't paint." And I have to say to them, "Yes, you can, because I know everybody can. It's just a matter of letting yourself go. And if you really want to be creative, anybody can paint." And I'd just love more people to come into it. So I'm trying to encourage people, to give people some passion for art. Okay?
And what else is it you get up to with your time, weekdays, weekends?
With my time, I do running, I play tennis, I'm a referee. There's lots of things I do. I play guitar. I do magic tricks. I just do so many things. I haven't got, I need more than 24 hours in a day. I wish I could sleep like Maggie Thatcher did, 3 hours a night. Because to me, sleeping's a waste of time. I just don't have enough hours in the day. So I've just got so many interests and passions that, you know, just, it's come late in life type thing. So I'm going to make the most of everything now. So.
And what is it you've done for a living?
I'm working at an engineering firm at the moment. Yeah. On 3 days. The credit crunch. But I am actually enjoying it. I could understand if I was 30 years of age, you've got young kids coming up and all that, and you've got more bills to pay and stuff like that. It's harder for them. But I'm a bit more comfortable now at the moment, so I am actually enjoying the spare time that I've got, because I need that time, and I make use of that time anyway. So it seems as though that's been like a coincidence. I have lots of coincidences in the last 5-10 years that seem to help me along all the time. Things seem to sort of happen for me. So I always think, you know, if something happens, there's a reason behind it, or you meet somebody, there's a reason why you meet this person. So I'm a very positive person, and I look at everything as in a positive way. Like 3 days is a positive thing instead of a negative thing. Okay, you've got less money, but you've got more time, and you can't buy time, so.
Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the other coincidences? This art has been one of them, and 3 days a week has been another one. Is there any other happenings over the last few years?
The harmonica was, because it's something I've always threatened, and it's, this is the chance, the best venue in the world, as far as I'm concerned, like, you know. But no, it's just little. I'm not saying that I'll get messages or anything like that, but it seems as though you have it. You seem to get up when you get older. You seem to have a sixth sense of something can happen when you do things, and when you talk to certain people, that you know that they're going to help you along in your life, and you just it's a feeling you have, and it was the feeling I had when I saw this. One and another on the internet. I think this is another one. I need to go for it. Press the button. Thinking though, really, it won't happen. But it may. And it was quite a shock, I have to say, but a nice shock. I'm not nervous or anything. I just want to get up there and sort it out, you know, and enjoy that as much as possible. Squeeze it in, yeah. So another coincidence is like the Observer is a local newspaper, and they put it in this week. If you hold the newspaper up on the plinth, the most unusual place you can hold the newspaper, you get a holiday if you win. And I thought, well, that's perfect. Somebody take a photograph of me. I'm on the plinth. I think I should win, unless somebody can think of anything that's really way out. I think that's I've got a good chance of winning that, so I'll be showing the newspaper. Nobody will know why, except for the Sutton Observer. They will know why. But now there is a lot. I mean, I could talk to you for hours, you know. No, I don't think we've got the time. So.
And then, what things would you say are most important to you then at the moment in your life?
In my life. My children, yeah. And by me doing the things that I'm doing, I'm trying to without telling them, see that what they should be, how they should live their lives. Without if you tell somebody how to live their lives, I don't think they follow it. But if you show in your actions how you should positively treat things in your life, then you will come out of it really well. So it's anything I do really is for myself, but the primary object is that you need to show your children, look what I've done, you know, look what you can. If I can do this, what can you do?
Can you tell us a little bit about your family background, family setup?
Yeah, my daughter's just qualified as a PCSO. My other daughter's is qualified as a nurse. And my son's going on a course for engineering motorsports. My other daughter's had exams at school recently. So there's lots going on, lots of different things going on all the time. So I'm busy. Life is just moving. But I say that, it sounds like I've got no time. I go to Holy Island, which is Lindisfarne. This is a tidal island in up just past Newcastle there, and here you've got this road that goes out into the North Sea, and they say it's 1.5 miles, but it's really 2.5 miles to get to the town, and the tide comes in it, and it's like going back 100 years, and it's like home to us when we go there. It's peace and quiet, there's no discos, no cars, planes, it's just so peaceful, and we go every year. It just switches me off. We all need that. We all need to be switched off now and again, especially when you're so busy like me. It's like at work, I'm a senior shop steward, and so I look after lots of other people with problems, personal problems and work problems and strikes and all kinds of things. So I throw myself in at the deep end, the same with the refereeing. I referee, you know, and people say, you don't do that. Why would you want to do that? People shout at you and throw insults at you and all that. But somebody's got to do it. They're calling out for people to do it. And you just ignore the insults and whatever, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. So, but I love doing that as well. It keeps me fit as well. But what the problem is with all these things is that they sometimes run into one another, because, you know, can you do a game, John, for us? You know, and then I've got maybe applied tennis. Can you play a game of tennis, John? John, you've got the art group. We've got an exhibition. We've got this. And it's like, but I am enjoying it, you know, but I have to, sometimes I think I should say no a few times, but I don't like to say no. So, but I'm hoping this is going to be a good night, so I'm sure it will be. It's an hour.
And what impact would you like your hour to have and the project as a whole to have on everything else that's kind of going on at the moment?
Yeah. Well, somebody wrote, it's like a patchwork quilt. And I think that was probably the best description that I've seen, that it's like a patchwork quilt. Some of the squares are dull. Some of them are bright, some of them are exciting, some of them are ordinary and normal. But I can see that maybe in years to come, that this will be remembered in a way that we may not even know or realise now, at this moment in time. It will be later on that this will be remembered. So I know I've got to try and make sure that I'm remembered. That's part of that. Yeah.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future, for the project, and then maybe fly for yourself and your loved ones?
Fears.
Hopes and fears.
Hopes. Well, I hope this helps me, because with the art, I can always say to people, they may know that I've been on the plinth and they may see me paint, or it gives me more confidence that I can actually stand up there in front of cameras for, you know, and we watched it for every second and have the confidence to do that. And it can only help me, like, gain the experience and the confidence, more confidence for doing the art. I don't have any fears, I don't have any fears at all about anything. Go on.
How are you feeling 20 minutes before you go up onto the thing?
I need to get changed. I need to prepare. I need to get going.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.